What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That 60 minutes when I'm out there, I want to win. I want to win the game. I want to beat the Denver Broncos. It's all love at the end of the day, but those small 3 to 4 second bursts, I got to go through these guys to get where I want to go. And it's kind of weird, but that's just how crazy the NFL is and the universe is. So instead of trying to fight it, I just embrace it. It's a cool event, you know, to be able to play against this new and improved, you know, Denver Broncos. The last time that they made the playoffs was the last time we won a Super Bowl. So it's a full circle moment, and it's nothing but love and respect for the Denver Broncos and Broncos country for sure.
All right, that's Von Miller, and I was on a Denver radio station yesterday, and they asked me about those comments and said, are Bills fans mad that he has so much love for Denver? I'm like, no, of course not. We love the fact that Jordan Poyer has a lot of love for the Bills. He came back here as a member of the Dolphins to play in Josh Allen's charity softball game and love Bills fans and say they're the best fans in the world. And he's a member of the other team. I mean, I think it speaks to Von Miller's character that he loves the team that drafted him and, you know, he played for so long. No problem whatsoever with that. He wants to win the game, and he said in those 3 to 4 second bursts, I'm going there to win the game. And yeah, so no problem with that at all. That was Von Miller. We have a ton of audio for you at our website and on our app, WGR550.com, and on the Odyssey app. Let's get to Ryan in Toronto. Then I want to touch on these coach hirings and MVP a little bit here before we get into more of the games on Saturday and Sunday and Monday. And Sean McDermott, after 11 a.m., a little bit after that, I'm thinking today, we'll get an injury update from him on the Bills. Let's go to Ryan in Toronto. Hi, Ryan.
Sal, my man. Happy Friday.
Yep, you got it, buddy.
Josh Allen, MVP, hands down. No questions asked. Secondly, I wonder how Sean Payne matches up with McDermott. I'm thinking about going back to Carolina days when McDermott was in Carolina as a DC and Payne was in New Orleans. Do you know what the stats were, how they were matched up?
You know, I don't have it off the top of my head. I did actually ask Sean specifically about this the other day, though, Ryan. I said, you know, you've faced them a lot. What are the challenges? And he talked about all the different things they do. I'd have to go back and look at the stats. I will tell you, his first year in Buffalo, McDermott, remember the Saints came here and just blew the Bills out. That was the week before Nathan Peterman started the next game. And then you remember, though, the Bills went down to New Orleans on Thanksgiving and blew out the Saints. A couple years ago.
Yes.
Excuse me. A couple years ago. Yeah, I mean, you know, so I'm sure there's some back and forth there if you go back in their history.
But wasn't Joe Brady under Sean Payton as well?
You know, he was with the Saints, and I think he was with Sean Payton for a year or two, yes.
Yeah. I wonder how much Sean Payton knows about these guys. That's what I'm nervous about, to be honest. Yeah.
Wait, how much Sean Payton knows about the Bills?
About McDermott.
Sure. I mean, like I said, I mean, there's, but yeah, sure. I mean, there's familiarity there. There's familiarity there. I would say the guy that would know more about the Bills offense might be their quarterback's coach, which is Davis Webb. He was here with the Bills for a while, but you shouldn't get too caught up in that stuff. I mean, you know, these things happen every week in the league, Ryan, right? Where these guys have these relationships and stuff.
The reason I get caught up in this stuff, to be honest, Andy Reid and McDermott in the playoffs. McDermott was, he was under Andy Reid in Philly. And that's what I'm concerned about. That's why I get caught up in this. I look at the bigger picture, and I just don't want to be outcoached, man. That's all.
That's, I mean, it's a, okay. Well, I mean, it could happen. I mean, no doubt. I just don't think that there's any specific reason to think that Sean Payton has something over Sean McDermott or vice versa. I think, you know, they've faced each other a lot, and that's what happens. It's just like facing division teams, but they aren't in the same division, but they've gone against each other with, you know, offenses and defenses. So I don't, yeah, there's that happens every week in this league, and there's always, Davis Webb is a guy that would know a little bit about the Bills offense, and I'm sure he's giving intel to Sean Payton and Vance Joseph, their DC, on things that Josh Allen likes to do, doesn't like to do, what the Bills offense likes to do. He was just here a couple of years ago. There's no doubt about that. And Joe Brady, he did learn a little bit under Sean Payton, so he'll be familiar with the offense. And hey, let's remember, Ronald Curry, also here. He was with the New Orleans Saints. I think with Payton, if I have to go back, maybe not. But, you know, these things happen and they translate, you know, back and forth all the time. Thanks for the call, Ryan. 803-0550. We do have open phone lines here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday. It is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. And, of course, today is a Buffalo Football Playoff Friday. The playoff game will be Sunday at 1 p.m. right here on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. We have it covered all weekend long, and of course, Sunday morning, all your pregame festivities and talk right here on WGR. All right, MVP is done, right? I mean, all the voting is done. The writers, the voters. Somebody asked me last week, like, who votes? There's 50 votes. And I said, well, the AP. Well, it's not just the AP. There's ESPN people and analysts, and I think Dan Orlovsky has a vote. I believe I saw Aditi Kinkawabla at the game last week. She was on the sidelines for CBS. I think she told me she has a vote. Like, lots of different people have votes. Aaron Schatz has a vote. He shared his last year. He was the only person last year who voted for Josh Allen first in the MVP race. Lamar had 49 first. Josh had one last year. Aaron Schatz actually was the only one after, believe it or not, his publication, when Josh was coming out, called him a parody of an NFL quarterback prospect. I give lots of props right there and, you know, credit to Aaron Schatz for never holding on to those pre-draft biases and understanding and voting for Josh, whether he deserved it or not last year. You know, you think that that was the right call. I think this year Josh Allen should be the MVP. Now, look, I'm also going to tell you, I am certainly closer to the situation here, and I see what Josh Allen does for the Buffalo Bills. And from the outside perception and perspective for me, I don't think, as great as Lamar Jackson's season has been, that the Ravens have to lean on Lamar as much as the Bills have to lean on Lamar on Josh Allen. And I do think that has to be part of the equation. See, the word value is so subjective, right? That's where we get caught up in the goalposts moving. Last year, lots of Ravens fans would tell you that's not about stats. It's about how valuable you are, because Lamar Jackson didn't have the best quarterback stats. Dak Prescott was up there. Brock Purdy was up there. Josh Allen was up there. There were a lot of guys. But he won the MVP, and we heard from Ravens fans telling you because he was the most valuable, and he was so big for what they did, and his stats were great. But now, we're being told it's about stats. And look at the stats. Let's try to parse here what should matter and shouldn't matter when it comes to MVP, okay? For me. Let me tell you what should matter. Stats should matter. But they're not the end-all be-all. And the question is, what stats should matter? So you can put up a graph all you want. Say, touchdowns, interceptions, rushing yards, touchdowns.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Great. What about total turnovers? What about negative plays? What about percentage of that team's offense? There are a lot of different stats. And in this day and age, we have so many stats at our fingertips that we never had before. And it's very hard for people, including me oftentimes, to really distinguish what matters and what doesn't. I think that becomes so subjective that we can turn ourselves in circles and talk ourselves in circles all the time about it. Well, this stat should matter. Here's EPA. And I respect anybody who says EPA is a really informative stat. That's expected points, right? Expected yards per drive. There's all these EP stats, expected stats. But I also respect people who say, but it's also kind of subjective. Somebody put it together, a formula that says that. It's true. It's like passer rating. Passer rating is a formula that someone put together one time. And then ESPN said, let's go QBR because that takes in these other factors that someone didn't. It's always evolving. Stats should matter. What should matter is how much your team relies on you to win games and be in position to win games. What should matter is how much your team wins. No, it is not always, and it generally isn't, a quarterback stat wins. But if your team is relying heavily on a certain player and that team wins a lot, that says a lot about how much he helped that team win. The Bills are sitting here with 13 wins. At the end of the year, they didn't play Josh Allen. They had 13 wins. That's the record, okay? In those 13 wins, they relied a lot on Josh Allen to be a very, very big part of it. And I'm not telling you that the Ravens didn't rely on Lamar Jackson. But if you go and look at their wins and how much he threw the ball and how much he had to run the ball and what his stats during those wins, I think you could see a little bit of a difference on how the Bills had to rely on Josh. Those are things that should matter. And stats should matter. Of course they should. And Lamar Jackson has amazing stats this year. He's incredible. I would fault nobody for voting for Lamar Jackson, number one for MVP. I don't have a vote. I would vote for Josh Allen. And admittedly, I'm here seeing it through these lenses because I see it every week on the sidelines about how valuable and great he is. Here's what shouldn't matter for MVP, okay? Let's start with who won head-to-head. Who cares? Do they play defense? Who won head-to-head? Did Lamar Jackson stop Josh Allen when they played in Baltimore? Did Josh Allen stop Lamar Jackson when they played in Baltimore? Neither quarterback had anything to do with really winning the game head-to-head against each other. For winning the game, it did, and Josh did not play a great game that day. There's games where Lamar didn't play a great game. Who started at quarterback for the Raiders? Was it Aiden O'Connell when they beat the Baltimore Ravens? Are you going to say, well, who won head-to-head? Give the MVP to Aiden O'Connell. I think it might have been him. Was it Minshew? Whatever it was. Might have been Minshew. You can't do that. Head-to-head means nothing. Stop with this. Josh Allen has beaten Patrick Mahomes head-to-head in regular season games before MVP votes had to be in every year for the last several years. Even years where Patrick Mahomes won the MVP. Means nothing. shouldn't mean anything. You know what else should not mean anything? In context, historical achievements. He's the first quarterback to do this. He's the first quarterback to do that. Great. Now, I do think that is a good reference point for how great of a season someone had. There's no doubt about that. But you should be judged on and compared to other people that year with you, not what has happened historically. I do think it elevates you and say, wow, that's pretty special. That kind of year has to be recognized. Let's look at everyone else did, though. Did other people do that same thing that year? And then you bring into all the other things I said should matter about MVP. It definitely shouldn't matter historic franchise records, right? I mean, yes, again, a good reference point tells you how nice of a season someone's having. That is not what the MVP should be about. It is the 2024 most valuable player this year. It is not the Lifetime Achievement Award most valuable player. I've heard people say, well, the only argument for Josh Allen is he's never won one. Bull. That is not the only argument. The argument is right in front of you, what I said. When it comes down to is his team, the Buffalo Bills, has leaned on him as much, or I would say more than any team has leaned on one player this year. And he's still put up incredible numbers and won 13 games. That's what it comes down to for me. I'm just tired of the back and forth of trying to parse through all these things that don't matter, especially this head-to-head junk. How dumb is that? Who won head-to-head? I mean, okay. What did the, let's see who the Ravens lost to this year. There's the game again. Oh, let's give it to Russell Wilson. He beat Lamar Jackson head-to-head. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing? Let's have some common sense. Also in the coach hiring circle, we need some common sense. I'll talk about that when we come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR. On a Buffalo Football Friday, Sean McDermott scheduled for just after 11 a.m. to do an to give us an injury update as well.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.